o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch live from Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Jesse did not drive away all of our fans. We still have a bunch of them still. And we appreciate everybody that's come out. What's the prime time to come to a casino? Because there's people playing all the way through the night, right?
Yeah, I don't know if the tables are open. Probably till noon. I don't know what time like blackjack and all that opens up, but slots, man, they're everywhere. And I still
I get it,
but I just like I'll play that Buffalo game and I have no clue if I win or not. I see Buffalo stampeding and coins flying up. I'm like, oh, that's got to be good. But I don't know why they're stampeding and why the gold coins are coming up. At least with Wheel of Fortune, I know. Mm-hmm. Get spins or you hit the little gold deal and you get to spin the wheel. That I know. It's dumbed down. Everything's so complicated now.
Same thing
with lottery tickets. But I digress.
So as I mentioned to Brian and as you brought up and as I want to talk about now, when you look at what Ed Policy said to us and when you compare that to what Bob Harlan did on his way out the door in 2008, which, again, on January 8th, I believe, Ted got a five-year extension.
Okay.
On January 18th-ish then, Ted, with Bob signing off on it, gave Mike McCarthy a five-year extension. So they were then both under contract for the next 5 years, I believe through 2012 at that point.
Okay.
Mark Murphy then took over on January 28th. You can read all this.
Do you think Mark Murphy appreciated that he did all that? Or
I don't know. It's a good question. Mark Murphy has not been available.
He's going to do it. He'll do an
I'll ask him
He'll
that.
Do like a, you know, when they transfer power, whether it's the Pope. Usually the Pope, it's,
well,
the Pope is
usually
dead.
Usually dead.
But with, like, presidents and whatnot, you end up, well, you do like a season ender. That's a big pitcher of beer.
It is indeed.
That is something that I think when you sit down, it's like your pool. You sit down with Mark, I think that would be an interesting question. Wow, that was good.
That was Riley.
Really nice, youngster.
That was Pavlovian. You should have seen Tausch jump thinking someone had just opened a Coors Light for him.
It's true.
So here's the quote. We won't be doing anything going into this season, Policy said. You're correct. Mark has not extended anybody on his way out, so to speak. So I do want to ask Mark Murphy why he didn't do with these guys what was done to him as he was taking power. And since he doesn't like my questions anyway, I might as well ask him in our final press briefing with him because I won't have to talk to him again. But what does that mean? Because I said this to Jim, Matt, and Molly last night when I was on with them. I said it with Homer. One of the reasons why I didn't post my story right away at 4 o'clock when the embargo was lifted was because I wanted to see how other people to what degree they created maybe some angst among fans, or I didn't want to be an alarmist. And I thought one version that I read was a little more, hey, these guys could get fired at the end of the season-ish.
Okay.
And then I thought Rob Domofsky's version was more measured. And I tried, unlike Sydney today on the golf course, tried to hit it down the middle. And so I'm curious, when you look at these, because look, in our conversation with Ed Policy, he says very clearly he does not believe in having guys be in lame duck situations. The last time there was a possibility of that, Mike McCarthy was going into the final year of his deal in 2018, and the Packers added a year to his contract, which basically gave him 2019 to sit out and have his little operation at his home because he was getting paid still. He did not have a lame duck status. What happens this season if they do go 9-8 and miss the playoffs? What if they stumble somehow and are 7-10 instead of 10-7? Other than your over-under not paying here at Hard Rock Casino Rockford, what do they do with them then? Because you don't believe in lame duck status, But you also aren't going to extend them if that's the season they have. Now, let me be clear. I don't think that's going to be an issue. But by the way it was discussed, we have to at least talk about the possibility.
I think you're looking at this in the wrong lens. If I'm Matt LaFleur and I'm Brian Gutekunst, and I think, man, I've done a great job. And coaches, unlike players, don't have to worry about injury risks. I think both these guys should look at this and say, you know what? I get it, but we'll play it out.
Right. Be a free agent.
Coaches never become free agents. Very rarely. And it's easy to say, but both these guys have made good money. And if they
bet on yourself,
if they look at it and say, well, what do you mean you don't want to give us a new, you don't think we're, you know, you want to read this out and play it out. Both guys could just say, no, we'll just play it out then. We're at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Give me the dice. Let's roll it. You can look at it that way too. So Ed can think that, well, I'm controlling everything. And, you know, to a certain extent he does. But that same thing could go the other way. And you go 14-3, win a championship, and price tag's going up. So I don't think they have any problem. If that happens, they'll be more than happy to pay them the going rate. And everybody will be happy. So I think the only way this gets goofy is if Green Bay has a bad season. I think if things go the way that we anticipate, which is going to be a playoff team, and then once you get the playoffs, who knows, right?
Sure.
They'll get extended, and this will be a nothing burger. But if it doesn't, and then they try to just do the one-year rollover bandage, that's when I would think Matt LaFleur and Goody could both look at it and say, nah, I'm good. Then you got yourself a conundrum because they don't want to be lame ducks. And he's already said he don't want to do lame duck deals.
Do you think that they have the guts to do that? Like, let's say they go 10-7. You cash out here at Hard Rock Casino Rockford. They don't go beyond the division round. Whether they lose in the wild card round or they win that one, and then lose in the division round. They do not reach the NFC Championship game. So they've had another good season, but not a championship season.
Okay.
The general manager himself said it's time for us to start competing for championships. Urgency. What do you do if you're at policy then? And what do you do if you're those guys? Do you feel good enough if you're those guys that if Ed comes to you and says, hey, we're not going to do a four-year extension. I don't want you in the last year of your contracts, but I think we've got more to prove here. I'm going to give you 2 more years.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you take it or do you bet on yourself and say, I want to be a free agent after the season?
Probably,
bring it on.
It depends on what the money is. I mean, if the money is the going rate, you're probably – and the reason coaches don't is because they understand the business they're in and that, right. You know, you get a wrong injury and something bad happens, you're out of luck. And then we've seen it before where, you know, Bill Belichick gets fired and nobody will hire him. Now, that will not happen in Goody and LaFleur's case. They will both be snapped up, I believe, relatively quickly. So I don't know what that answer would be, but I would be certain if it's just a one-year bandage deal, I wouldn't be shocked if both guys just said, nah, let's just play it out. And that's the scenario I don't think anybody wants to be in.
No, and I was not expecting this to take up as much oxygen during our conversation with Ed, because we did talk for quite a while about structure. He said he's not wedded to the current structure, just like Mark wasn't when he inherited.
He ain't giving up that structure.
He may not be, but also, let's be honest, they couldn't change. Like, even if he wanted to change it this year, he can't.
Why?
You can't do that with – you can't take two guys that are on the same plane. Talk about creating issues. We love your coaching, Matt, but now you're going to report to Goody, and Goody's going to be ahead of you, and he's going to control whether you work here or not. Mm. I don't think you can do that midstream.
I would agree. Yeah, I would agree.
So we talked a lot about structure. We'll talk a little more about the other things we talked about with Ed coming up. But to me, this is a tricky thing because you don't want to just pay lip service to we're motivated to win championships, because – what's the one criticism we hear of Mark Murphy? Well, he's just happy making money and making the playoffs, and isn't really worried about whether they're winning championships or not. They don't go all in. All this stuff. They're just happy to be competitive and making money and making the playoffs, and that's good enough. So if you don't want that to be the narrative, then maybe you're thinking, well, maybe there's somebody that's better. I would argue the grass is not always greener, and there are plenty of coaches and GMs through history that you thought when you hired them they were great hires, and I'm talking about throughout all 32 teams, and they turned out to be abject failures, and now you're digging out of a big hole you've created because you gave up on two guys that just never won the big one, but were still pretty damn good at their jobs, and both of them have been. There's no question in my mind that both the coach and the general manager have been very good at their jobs.
No doubt. It's why I don't think this is going to be much of a story, but it can become a story if the season doesn't go the way that I think all of us anticipated.
Does it become a story if things are going poorly midway through the season?
There will be no in-season firings. So you're not going to...
No. Not firings, but is this going to... Because this was discussed the way it was on Friday.
Sure.
Is this going to be start being brought up if they're...
I'm going to tell you this.
Three and six.
If what happened when Jordan was in his first year as a starter, which I think was 2-5, and things were spiraling and you kind of felt like tensions were running a little hot. Yes.
Yeah.
Tensions get hot when you're losing. And people, fortunately for me, there was just the one bad season. And I remember distinctly after the Baltimore Ravens just absolutely annihilated us on a Monday night game in Baltimore, the amount of scurrying around that plane on the way home with coaches knowing that this thing was over. That's a place you don't want to be. And the way that happens is when there's – you can weather storms, but when you see how things are going and – Ted Thompson, if you recall, that was his first year as the general manager. It was destined to fail from the jump. It was the only time in my tenure as a player that we felt like things weren't aligned. We had coaches complaining about players that weren't there and saying, how are we going to win any games with this group? Just was ugly. Can't have it. And that's why you don't want to go into lame duck, because what happens when you go lame duck? Everybody starts looking at themselves first. And when you're in a team sport like football, can't happen. And I know people say, and I know Youngster just texted us that Phil and Cederberg texted in, why can't coaches do what players have to do? I understand the question where you play on your last year of your deal and you have all that uncertainty. But it is different. You're asking coaches to get buy-in from 53 entrepreneurs that are worried about their own stuff. That's really hard. You know what makes it even more difficult? When the coaches are looking for their own stuff. And there can be questions coming into play. And you know who else starts looking at that? Your O-line coach and your defensive line and everybody else is looking at it. And because they go home and their wives are saying, are we going to be here next year? Do I have to start looking for, where are we going to go? And then you know what happens? Guys get on the horn and say, hey, Bobby, I don't know if I'm going to be in Green Bay anymore. You got any openings down there at Kansas State? And then are you getting full buy-in from your staff? That's the risk you take when you get into this situation. Now, everything's great when you're winning. Nobody's thinking that. But I've seen it at 4-12. And let me tell you something. She's ugly.
We had a bit of a debate on quick trip locations when you cross
the Illinois border.
All I know is when I cross back over to the Wisconsin border, I'm stopping a quick trip on my way home.
And it feels good when you're back over. And this summer, are you ready to climb to the top? We'll gear up for quick trips. Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Every sip gets you closer to the summit. From now through August 17th, play each day for free right in the Quick Rewards app. Score bonus plays with every eligible item you grab, like an ice cold Pepsi, bold Mountain Dew, hydrating Gatorade or Propel, and so many more. Pair any of those with hot food and earn two bonus plays. Every week, the cash prize climbs by $5,000, stacking higher and higher until one player reaches the summit of $250,000. Your summer, your climb, your win. No purchase is necessary. See full rules at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. And I'm going to tell you this. That's not the only great thing going on over there. They got onions and bananas and baked potatoes,
oh
29 cents a pound. Nature's Touch cream cheese, 2 for $4. You can get dinner ready in a pinch with this is a great deal. Assorted varieties of pothole pizza for $7.99. Tell you what, you grab a pothole pizza, you're getting a full old meal. There is just loaded sausage, pepperoni. It's a full load. Take advantage of everything Quick Trip has to offer, like rewards on every purchase and ordering ahead. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time.
More Wilde and Tausch live from Hard Rock Casino Rockford. I see a table that's open, Tausch. Looks like they're playing whatever they're playing over there. It's heated.
All
right. A lot of action.
Let's go.
Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Because I'm a hazard to myself. Don't let me get me.
As we roll on live from Hard Rock Casino Rockford, they've got a special burger.
What
are you a big
poblano.
Aioli guy?
A poblano. Ooh.
You're a big poblano guy.
Aioli's good, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Well, maybe we'll have to order that
I
for
think
lunch.
Max has been making, he's put a little Worcestershire in there, and then you got to spice it up, and now you know it's a battle with me and Eleanor, trying to get her to eat protein.
I have the same problem with Sydney,
but
if we don't have those tasty muffins.
If we get a good aioli, she's more apt to eat the protein that we fire at her. So, yes.
Maybe if you stop firing it at her, maybe you'd have a better chance. Or
maybe.
Do you think maybe that improves chances
because
it's coming at such a high rate of speed?
We'll see. I don't know. It's a good question.
So we spent a lot of time with Ed Policy on Friday, even though some might argue that we should not have honored the embargo.
Listen, man, I get it. You got to play the game. I get it. I don't mean you got to love it, but I get it.
So I did have an interesting conversation. We can talk more about this on Friday when we return to action. But I pointed out to him my history that my grandparents bought season tickets in the 1940s.
Look at you playing on them heartstrings.
No, I want him to understand that I am different than other people.
That you're a fan and you want to see the team win.
Go Pack, go! No, but that I have a lot better understanding of history than maybe some other people that cover the team that aren't from here.
Sure.
That's all. And so, and
take a couple shots at Schneidman.
Yeah. I did not. I didn't take a shot at anybody. He was standing right there.
No, but
I
like taking shots. It's good.
I know.
Yeah, it's good.
My issue is every year I talk about ticket prices going up. Every year I talk about how.
When's the last time you bought a ticket to a Packer game?
No, I don't. Because I care about the people.
You're a people guy.
Man of the people.
Total people guy.
I am. I'm a man of the people. It says that right on Twitter right now, in fact. I just love that.
From your
ESPN
limo.
Madison.com.
Yep. In your pool.
I drove here in my – by the way.
Now you did it.
This is what I love. Just rattle that cage. Rattle it.
So I drive a lovely 2024 Nissan Sentra.
Oh, good for you.
And I find myself now competing with the gas mileage gauge that tells you when you arrive at your location what your gas mileage was during the drive. I got up to 47.9.
You're getting that good of mileage.
Wow.
That's
a fantastic
mileage.
That is really good.
I used to want to get there as fast as I could, but it hurts your gas mileage.
So if you drive slower.
I'm going the speed limit.
So if you drive slower, your mileage is better? Is that how that works?
I don't know about in your lovely Chevy Tahoe.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I can give two rips about mileage.
I'm on a fixed.
No. Track. I just said I want to get time is more valuable than what?
Money.
0.7 miles per gallon.
It's more the competitive thing of I want to get the highest score possible, kind of like, you know, if you're playing like a game.
Sure, it's like Frogger.
Yeah, Frogger. Great one. And I was here at like 8:30.
Kudos to you, man.
Yeah, thanks. Yep. So, if I may,
trust me, I didn't want to talk about fuel mileage. That's not where I was landing today. So don't get mad at me about it.
I'm not mad. I'm.
Well,
I'm,
you just said if I may. Well, I didn't bring it up. You know I'm right.
You kind of did.
I brought up mileage.
You pushed him, and then he got to mileage.
You alleged that I came in a limo.
I'll tell you what.
He wanted to talk about Ed Policy.
I swear to God,
an hour and a half
ago. That happens, you find a way to spin it back as my problem, or I brought it. Like, Get out of here with that.
Professional victim.
You guys are victim city USA.
All USAs. He wanted to do was tell you about Ed Policy.
Please tell me, what's Ed Policy's gas mileage? What's his policy on gas mileage?
Nice.
Thanks. All right, what did Ed
say? We need to get ready for Uncle Homer. That means Tausch needs to tell us about American Family Insurance.
You really not going to tell us your Ed Policy story? I'll tell you about policies, and you want good, strong policies
insurance
when you need it.
Policies.
American Family Insurance, proud partner of Wilde and Tausch. And for almost 100 years, they have been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection. And also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
Uncle Homer joins us next, although not in person, at Hard Rock Casino Rockford. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. Whatever you do,
you know what that music means? Right. You hear him every weekday. They call it the best 60 minutes of your day. I don't know if that's been confirmed, but it's good.
That's what he believes.
Especially when I'm on with him and John Anderson, or I'll be on with him alone tonight, and then usually I'm on with Brian Bulaga and him on Thursdays. It is the Homer Hour, 5 to 6 every weekday. ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Beaver Dam. You also hear him as the voice of Marquette men's basketball, entering his 36th season as the voice of the Golden Eagles. And, of course, on God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip on YouTube, it is Steve the Homer True. Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm in a state of shock.
I'm in the state of Illinois.
Oh, good one. That's good. That's pretty good.
I am correct in stating that Ed Policy said, win football games number one, keep the Packers in Green Bay number two. Every decision that we will make here will be based on furthering one or more of these purposes. Did he say that?
He did, yeah. And then I don't remember what number
what is
three
that
was.
What's shocking
about
that?
I'm interrupting. That. The executive committee must meet today and fire him. Any person.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Says winning. Wait a minute.
I got to go.
Says winning games. Hold on. Winning games is more important than keeping the Packers in Green Bay. Isn't that what he said? Am I wrong?
I went in the room. Jason.
Oh, that's interesting.
Jason, I went in the room. Is that what he said?
I guess. I mean, he said those were his three priorities.
Well, what do you mean you guess?
It
no, it's pile on Wilde. What do you mean you guess?
So,
well, they all the people that were there.
Am I going to answer the question or not?
See if you will.
Were they power rankings or just tier one goals?
Thank you. I don't know if he meant those to be number one, number two, number three, or these are the three goals that the priorities I have as a whole.
Homer.
These are the three things I have to do as president.
Did Homer really just cough? For the executive committee to call an emergency meeting.
He did.
To fire
let him
a guy that hasn't even started?
A month before he takes over.
Oh, Stephen, you're a beauty. You're a beauty.
What do you mean?
Continue.
Mean?
Go ahead. Make your argument. We're listening.
He said win football games number one.
Yeah.
Keep the Packers in Green Bay number two.
Sure.
So we aren't making that as an order.
I wasn't in the room, Jason.
He doesn't make it as an order. Here are my keys. When I, as the president of Green Bay, I want to keep the. You always lead with keep the Packers in Green Bay. Not to mention every reporter that's there. When he said it should be suspended a week for
Homer,
not asking for a follow up.
Homer, the follow up. No follow up is.
Everyone,
I totally.
What the hell is wrong with these people?
Somebody just said
Packers in Green Bay, and nobody.
Yeah,
asked
I agree.
For a
yeah. Homer, here's the
suspend
deal.
Them all.
I couldn't agree more. I just got after Wilde already. We got everybody leaving.
Was it something I said?
Homer, your outrageous take just cleared out Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Here's the deal, though, Homer. I never do this. I am going with the Homer school of thought, which is 0%. I never say 0%. I never say 100% because I allocate four things. There is a 0% chance that in Ed Policy's tenure as the Green Bay Packers president, that they are going to leave. Is it a Schwabadon? Is that the city living?
They actually carved out an area that they make Green Bay that should be Ashwaubenon.
There is a 0% chance they leave. So for you to panic and call an executive committee order for something that the Wolf of Wall Street says what, Jason?
I'm not leaving!
It's not happening. Stop sweating it. It ain't happening. It's a leverage deal. You know that. Come on, Homer. You really
look
think
at,
there's...
Yes,
hey, hold
I
up
know
one
what
second.
It is, but and then, look, the president says, I don't think the Packers are leaving Green Bay. He said winning football games is number one. Keeping the Packers in Green Bay is number two. That clearly means to us that it's really not an issue. You just made it up. Because if you were really worried about it, it'd be number one. But this is somebody who's new as president. Oh, excuse me. What the hell are you talking about? Keep the Packers in Green Bay? What does that mean? What is this about? Why do you even bring it up?
If I can read the quote for you, because I think it will only reinforce your argument. Over the years, why are we here, Ed Policy said.
Oh, my God.
Over the years, I've kind of distilled that down to three pretty simple things, which is to win football games, number one, keep the Packers in Green Bay, number two, and to strengthen our community, number three.
Yeah.
I'd say I even apply them in that order of priority.
Oh, boy.
So, I
Portland Packers.
No, they're not. This is not about them moving. This is about the knucklehead who just made that comment. That's what this is about.
You're talking about me?
We know nothing about him.
No, talking about Ed.
Oh, you're talking about Ed. I thought you were talking about me.
Yes.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
What the hell is that thing? We know nothing about him.
I couldn't
we know
be less.
Lots of things
here's
about
the deal.
Him.
I couldn't be less concerned about number two. Of all the things to be concerned about. The Green Bay Packers are dumping resource after resource and buying land. They ain't going anywhere. The league ain't going to let
I'm
them go anywhere.
I'm not concerned about them leaving. I'm concerned.
Well, then what are you concerned about?
I'm concerned about the president of the Green Bay Packers saying something so stupid.
Hmm. But don't you understand that this is a leverage deal? Like, you better
Fine,
on business
then somebody
enough.
Somebody ask him about it.
Well,
if it's a leverage deal, do you?
Well, is he going to say? You think he's going to say yes? It's a leverage deal.
More important, what?
You think he's going to tell Jason? Yeah, it's a leverage deal. We want to get a better tax rate.
I don't care what he said. He just said and brought up keeping the Packers in Green Bay.
Yeah. All right.
How is that not the lead story in every paper on every radio station? The president of the Packers.
Because it's a preposterous thing to focus on.
Fine. Then it's a preposterous thing. That doesn't mean he didn't say it.
Correct. I think the fact that the general manager and the head coach have 2 years left on their contracts, and he said very clearly he doesn't want lame ducks, that they are facing a modicum, however big or small you want to view it as, of pressure this season was more important than an outlandish thought that they might leave Green Bay.
Who
when
the hell decides it's outlandish? So you don't even ask us to follow up because
I am telling you. Take a deep breath.
Out of baby Homer.
Time out, Mike McCarthy.
Like first of all, I will be the first to admit that when he said these things, I did not think. I thought it was like a filibuster. It was an opening statement. You say these things. I did not find them to be particularly compelling. The idea of them leaving Green Bay is so far-fetched in my estimation that it did not register as he said it as, oh, my God, I need to follow up on this. I will promise you this. The shareholders meeting is on July 25th. He will officially take over as team president, even though, as he told us while we were talking with him on Friday, they have essentially started already having him run the operation. Like after the draft, Mark Murphy said, all right, now go ahead.
I'm going to go play golf and pickleball.
I'm going to go talk to the team in the huddle on the practice field.
So 1-2-3 Super Bowl, yes. But I promise you, I vow as I stand here on the stage in front of the drum set at Hard Rock Casino Rockford that when Ed Policy speaks to us again, I am going to ask him, why was that included in the priority list? Is there any reason Packers fans should be worried about you leaving? And you know what that's going to give him? That's going to give him the opportunity to talk about how they don't want to pay the taxes to the city of Green Bay that they are owing and that they're worried about private equity coming into the NFL. And that's what's going to happen here. So, yes, should it have gotten a follow-up? Sure. What would the follow-up given him? probably an opportunity to deliver some scare tactics to talk about how desperately they need to get more money into their coffers that they already have. So ticket prices continuing to go up, another stock sale, and finding other ways to make more and more money. So that's my read on it. If you want to take that as me being derelict in my duty as a reporter, fine. But I don't think that this is a genuine concern in 2025. That's why I did not follow up on it.
I just want to know if not you, but all of them ever have other things people say that you did not decide isn't important because of the expected follow-up.
Yeah, I can only speak for me. And
well, but
it felt to me like a formality type start to the 45 minutes we spent with him.
So you missing you you didn't understand the magnitude of what
I did not think when he said it that we would be talking about it by Wednesday at Hard Rock Casino Rockford. No, I did not. Of all the things that he said that I found really interesting, number one way ahead of everything else was they are not getting contract extensions before the season, and that I don't like lame ducks. So, to me, that felt like, hey, they better win, because otherwise we're going to have to do either some sort of half measure where we add 1 year onto each of their deals, or we're going to get rid of them and start fresh with a new staff.
So you power ranked your concern.
I certainly did.
It was a tier one or ranked?
That was the only one in tier one. There were some other interesting things discussed that we'll get through as the week goes on. So, Homer, I'm going to ask you the question then. Why do you believe Ed Policy said this when he distilled the three most important things he has to do as president? Why do you think he said it?
I don't have any idea, because Ed Policy
I'm not asking
never
you
done a press
to say
conference
for
before.
Certain why he said it. Why do you think he said it? That's your opinion. I'm not looking for you to tell me what Ed meant. I want to know why you think he would say that.
In order to start a discussion about whatever disagreement they're having with the city over money. But yeah, it's not my job to figure out why he said it. My job is to ask him so he can say why he said it, because I don't believe any – did Mark Murphy, the first time he talked, say, well, winning football games is number one, keeping the Packers in Green Bay is number two? Because if he had, everybody would have said, what the hell's going on? Not to mention, nobody knows really who Ed Policy is. I mean, we know his dad, Ed Policy. What the hell has he ever done?
Well, I'm
sorry.
He was
in a football.
So you knew Mark Murphy had played safety in the NFL for the then Washington Redskins.
Yes.
You had no idea what he did at Northwestern or Colgate.
He was the athletic director. Of course I did.
Right.
He was the athletic director.
Tell me about all the coaches that he hired and what their records were.
Like, this will be interesting. I want to hear Homer's.
I do.
Yeah, what do you got?
How was Colgate's hockey program while
minty fresh? I heard they were minty fresh.
Okay, you want me to tell you my view of Mark Murphy and his knowledge? He played in the NFL. He was a player, a very good player.
He
had
been
a college athletic director, and he had hired coaches. He had experience in those fields. You may think not enough, but he had some. Ed Policy has diddly squat. He was at arena football. If you had a concern about Mark Murphy, your concern about Ed Policy should be 10 times as great.
Well, it's a 10x multiple. Hopefully that's a Jordan Love.
I don't think Homer likes Ed Policy.
How am I wrong on that?
Homer basically wants Ed Policy fired before he gets started.
No, I want the executive committee to meet and see if he has an explanation for what he said.
Yeah.
They decide, not me. If I was on the executive committee, I would be leaning toward that, but I don't have experience of what he's done in 12 years.
Starting a group text.
All right. I understand.
But I will ask this question. Should you have more confidence or less confidence in Ed Policy making the decisions of GM and head coach as you did with Mark Murphy?
That's a great poll for the Homer Hour.
Everyone should have less confidence based on his resume.
Mm-hmm.
All that's in his resume is his dad. in terms of
he's
the
been
experience.
He's been with the organization for 13 years. He's
been as the legal counsel. He has
no
had anything
as
to
the
do.
COO for the last eight.
So who made the decision? How much of a role did he have in the decision of the coach and GM?
He was on the interview board for both of them.
How much? I stand again. I say zero.
I don't.
5%.
All right. Oh, Homer, you're a beauty. Hey, Homer, you are a beauty. You're a beauty.
What percentage of importance did he have in selection of the coach and GM? I say 5% max.
Okay, well, that's more than zero. And again, he wasn't the president, but obviously he was included by the president in both processes.
Fine.
So
yes.
Obviously his opinion was valuable. When Roger Goodell took over as commissioner for Paul Tagliabue, tell me everything you knew about Roger Goodell.
His daddy was a senator.
I just told
you. Oh, see, all you know is about his dad.
I just told you the difference between Ed Policy and Mark Murphy. That's our discussion.
Right, and I'm saying that when they
have less confidence in his ability to make those hires than Murphy when he made them. Yes or no?
Boy, if that's the case, I can't wait to hear Jason's question.
The
way he attacked Murphy's credibility, holy blank, is this going to be fun? Wow.
The best thing about Policy might be that Murphy hired him and gave him a level of importance.
I'll tell you what, you can say what you want about Mark Murphy. His hiring has been pretty dang good.
It has been. I don't dispute that. While I may have disputed it in real time,
and
it turned out very well.
And he executed that sled ride a lot better than a lot of 60 years old. His core was locked.
I haven't seen Ed go down the hill.
Think one of the things,
Ed's got to go face first if he does the hill.
I think one of the things that we have lost sight of during this wildly popular segment is what and this was another one of my takeaways when we got done. Was I had not even given thought walking into the alumni suite where we did this about private equity. I think they are legitimately, as an organization,
we got the solution for that.
Worried about that, but I do think there was a time. Remember when Jerry Jones was so jealous of the Packers being able to have stock sales, and he wanted to investigate whether he could do that to raise capital?
Sure.
This private equity component has essentially negated what had been the Packers' one advantage of being community-owned, which was, hey, we can have a stock sale every 10 years and raise capital by doing that. None of the other 31 teams can do that. Now, by allowing that, again, fox in the hen house, that's bringing in a rush of money for other teams, and the Packers don't have that advantage. So if you're asking me why I think that's a component, I do think that part of it is why, because they want to make sure that the team is going to be there. And we're not talking about next year or 2030 or even 2050, but long after we're all gone and, you know, Sydney and Max are hosting Wilde and Tausch 2.0.
What you don't get and what this
what
is,
I don't get?
No. I'm just saying in general. Don't be so sensitive.
Just want to know who you're addressing.
The idea this – what is the big outstanding thing that the organization has to get figured out near term? It comes back to this mayor tax thing, period. That's what this is about. And if you don't think – I'm not getting into, God, I'm done with the leverage conversation to Joe Douglas and Goody and, oh, who's going to win the leverage battle?
Elton
the Packers
Jenkins.
Are going to win. The Packers will win. It's what degree will they win by? Because let me tell you something. There ain't going to be a mayor ever going to get reelected if you lose the Green Bay Packers. I can assure you of that. And I just hung out with the mayor. Nice fella.
Very likable guy.
Yeah, nice guy.
Eric.
Let me tell you something. Packers leave town. He ain't going to be the mayor. He ain't going to be the dog catcher. He ain't going to be gone.
Do they still have dog catchers?
They should. They should. I think they
call it animal control.
Oh, there you go.
Homer.
I didn't even get to ask Homer about Aaron Rodgers. Because
fit it in. We got time.
Here's the deal, Homer. That I'm going to say this, and you know I love you. You know I love you.
But
you can't tell me that you don't care. Once he left Green Bay, you had no interest, and you're pining for info on his wife or whatever is going on.
All right, let me explain to you, and I'll say it slowly.
I don't think you're going to – I want you to explain, but I don't know if you're going to be able to sway me.
You're not going to blame me anyway. All right. My issue with him was regarding as a football player. I don't care about him as a football player other than when he plays against the Packers. This is not an issue of football. This is as an entertainer. I am 70 years old. In my life, I have never heard of a famous person, football player or not, married to someone for 4 months and no one knows who the spouse is. That is the bizarre situation. I would feel the same if it was Tom Brady. I would feel the same if it was Ronaldo. I would feel the same if it was pick any player, and I would have the same interest in that particular situation.
Corey Linsley.
They are two dramatically different.
One has to do with football, and one has something to do with an amazing situation given an entertainer, which I believe everybody's wondering, how the hell can this happen? Because it's never happened before in their lifetime either. Be it musician, be it football player, be it entertainer, be it whatever. The two are so dramatically different in terms of the focus. Unless you just want to be mad at me, I'm incapable.
Nobody's
of
mad at you. I just
I do enjoy being mad.
I don't think I'm mad at you. I just don't think you
right.
can't. You can't say one thing and then live a different way. Like you
explained
can't.
It.
I was, did, but
I
it
apologize
make sense.
For taking the time. Yes, it does. I apologize for taking the time to make sense.
Does
no
it make sense, Jason?
What I say.
Does this make sense?
I will admit that it does seem very odd that she is essentially Manti Te'o's girlfriend. Like, we know nothing about her.
Who's Manti Te'o's girlfriend?
The guy who made up his girlfriend.
Who was catfish.
Do you think this is a catfish deal?
No. I'm saying we know as much about her as we knew about Manti Te'o.
No, but my point is, Homer said once he leaves Green Bay, he doesn't care. He doesn't care about anything, and now he does. And that's the point.
I care about him as a football player. If he jumped off of Mount Everest, I would care about that.
A lot of poop.
This is as rare as that.
There's a lot of poop up on Mount Everest, I've been told.
Speaking
of poop, we've reached the end of our time with you.
Bye.
I hope nobody. I don't know what to make of that. The fact that this is why Homer's been in radio for 100 years. I would have never even thought to imagine that he would call an emergency meeting about that policy. That's why Homer is Homer. It's crazy. It is what it is. It's crazy.
He's not calling for his job. He's calling for a meeting to discuss.
He's doing what you did with Pat Murphy.
He wants to have the conversation. I asked when we should have the conversation. He wants to have it.
That was something.
It was something.
That was something.
I'm not sure what it was, but it was something. We will roll on live from Hard Rock Casino Rockford. I'm going to need a minute.
Take a beat. Grab a meal.
Yeah. I am an order.
That's what I saw.
Where's Lois?
Or with Homer. Want to remind you, they've been with us from the beginning, and David has been a good friend for a long time. I hope you never have to call Gruber Law Offices. Never, because that means you've never been injured in an accident. But if you have been, then you need the best team on your team, and that is Gruber Law Offices. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. One call. That's all. Go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. More Wildy and Tausch live from Hard Rock Casino, Rockford, next. So stick around. So I took a beat. I didn't have a meal, but I needed to take a beat.
Yeah.
And I think...
Can we all agree Homer was ridiculous with his assessment?
Over the top, probably somewhat.
So, I, you know, just for kind of the record, because we've had this
to
discussion.
To put a bow on it.
I want to bow
like
this
to
thing up so we can get to the 11 o'clock hour. I understand the fact that Ed Policy is concerned about the tax rate, and he's concerned about private equity. You better be. If you're going to be a leader of a billion-dollar organization, I get it, right? But I don't want fans to be sitting here fearful that we're moving to Nashville. Or I don't even – what would be the next city that teams would move to?
Portland.
Well, get off of Portland already. They're not moving to Portland.
I think
London. I mean, if they're going to move to St. Louis.
Nah. That's funny.
It'll be overseas. And that's
London.
So
London.
The NFL,
Dublin.
This is never –
Dublin.
This is never going to happen.
Berlin.
But I don't blame Ed – for trying to kind of put his foot and say, We have to be mindful of these
things.
Don't
take this for granted.
Totally agree with that.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean any of us as fans
should be calling for an
executive
board meeting.
Yeah, how do you even do that? Do you set up a flare? Like, what do you do to get?
No, you call Dan Aarons.
Put a G
hey,
into the sky like the bat signal. Together.
Get the snowblower out and blow it out.
Green and gold smoke like the Pope.
You always better be on the. You better have your eyes out for what's coming down the road next. The private equity component is something.
It is.
For sure.
That was, again, when I think about what I walked out of that room thinking about, that was one of the things. And what he said about the stock sale, that they want to do it every 10 or 15 years, but comparatively speaking, it is not this panacea that it had been before.
It's panacea when all the continents were together?
No. It's this great solution, this fix everything.
Pangea.
Pangea. Thank
We've
you.
Actually been over this recently.
I don't even know what panacea means. Anyways, I have a solution for Ed already.
Maybe he'll appear on the show.
No, I think I want to sit down because this is like I think like a serious
1919
a Tausch 60-minute sit down.
No, I'll have to go somewhere neutral. I want to have. I don't want
bring him here.
Neutral.
Yeah, we'll have somewhere neutral.
Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah.
He and I can ride together. It's 2 hours and 55 minutes door to door.
I'm sure that would be a treat for him.
It's a treat to hear you tell us about UW Credit Union.
And for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, going to help you reach your financial goals. You know what I love? It's always been on campus. I've seen UW Credit Unions everywhere. It was down. I can't say the name of the city because the tournament was so poorly run. But around the suburbs of Milwaukee, UW Credit Union's popping up
in
everywhere.
In the UW Green Bay Student
yes,
Union.
They're everywhere. They give you all kinds of options all throughout the state of Wisconsin. And you know what? Ask me, well, T, why'd you join UW Credit Union? Oh, I wanted to keep my banking local. I love the member first service, and I like great perks like early payday. But I love Bucky, a cute little fella. And if you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom makes you do crazy things, but boy, this just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions apply.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. It's 11:11. It starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.